house in that steel EP. He got me dressed in the cradle, my father's grandiose. I hope it's not too late to save America. Do you hear out that crowd across America? Welcome to another episode of We Are the News Now with your host, Dan Hennen. Today is April 4th, 2022, and our show will be about current events, in particular the events of the past week. You don't have to watch the news, watch television. We can come here, get a 30-minute summary of the full week. What I'd like to do is strip out the fake news. That way you don't have to. More clean and concise doing it this way. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program, and as always, we'll start our show with the prayer. To our Father God Almighty, we humbly submit ourselves and this show to you in the name of Yeshua, your Son. I take the blood of Christ and apply it to this live stream, the recording, show, and every listener right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over our ministry, all families, and this great nation of America. May you, God, touch and be with every listener right now, where they are, as they tune into this show. God bless each and every one of them. Thank you. And we pray in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, lots to cover this week. We'll get right down to it. Now, it's mainly, I'm not going to talk much about the Russia-Ukraine conflict, as I believe most of that is distraction. Matt Gaetz made a comment on March 29th on the congressional, in Congress. He enters the Hunter Biden laptop is now entered into the congressional record as of March 29th, 2022. Now, that's interesting because no one's talking about it. They think it's missing. They can't find it when there's multiple copies floating around of Hunter Biden's laptop. The contents are legit. That's not fake. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's also certainly not Russian disinformation. If you go back to September 23, 2020, Senator Grassley released the information on the Hunter Biden info in a summary form. All the revelations came out at that time. That report that he released was the conclusion of their findings. So this is 2020. Making bullet points of all the serious allegations of what they found on this laptop. Everyone that's compromised and whatnot. So this is nothing new. Now keep in mind that the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN all said that this is Russian information. It's not true. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the same thing. It's not legit. It's Russian disinformation. None of this stuff is true about the laptop. Well, the laptop is true. It's legit and the contents are horrifying. Donald Trump, after seeing some of the contents, even called this the laptop from hell. This has got to be out there. Now, this is not just a wild and crazy son of a politician having some fun on the side. This is business dealings. This is corruption. This is also sex and pedophilia and whatnot as well. Lots of drugs, lots of quid pro quo. Deals on the side, money laundering, all taking place in Ukraine where this war is taking place. It's got the Uranium One scandal. It's got everything in that laptop as far as things going on. Now, we don't need Joe Biden to implicate himself in the quid pro quo because he said that live on an interview. It was actually, the audio was recorded and made public where he actually says,
You will drop the investigation, the prosecutor. You'll drop this case against my son. Or you won't get the money. You will drop the case or you won't get the money. So things like that. That's treason right there. The laptop is only worse. But anyway, Matt Gaetz has a copy of it. Also has the receipt of the shop that it got repaired at. And whatnot. So this is old stuff. This was, you know, the compilation of this story was completed in September, and it took many months to get all the information gathered to come up with a conclusion. Now we're in 2022, and it's starting to come out with revelations now where the New York Times has admitted that it is legit, and CNN says now it is legit, the laptop exists. So anyway, now that it's in congressional record, there's no way they can get out of it now as far as it not existing. It's not a conspiracy story. It's not a theory. Hopefully they can get something going or that can be investigated and brought out into the public. Even Trump on March 25th says, Trump himself asks Putin to release the information on the Hunter Biden dealings. You know, Putin knows about this too, and that's the other thing that folks think, that Putin is getting all of the corruption out of the Ukraine because no one else is willing to do it. And most of it leads to Hillary, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Rosemount Seneca, Burisma Holdings, Uranium One. It's the same folks tied to all of this. Now, what came out of that Matt Gaetz scenario is that he introduced a House resolution to strip the security clearance for those who lied about the Hunter Biden laptop. Now, remember, there's 51 people in Congress that are on record saying it doesn't exist. We do know that it exists, and they do also. Gaetz says if we introduce this law and it gets passed, anyone who's found saying that it does not exist in Congress, their security clearances will be stripped. Now, that's a great way to go after something like this. A great penalty. That's what they live for. They love the top security clearances, as all these guys thrive on. They want to know everything. Well, that'll be interesting. The 51, remember, there's 51, so if you hear that coming up in the future, very information. Now, another person who has a copy is Jack Maxey. Jack Maxey. He's got the contents of the laptop itself. He had fled. Now he's living in an unknown disclosure in disclosed location in Switzerland. Now, he also was working with, he's not going to go to the DOJ or the FBI or to law enforcement here in the United States because he knows that they're all these levels are corrupt. He's going to introduce to international police. I don't know if it's an Interpol thing or something, but he's going to introduce it there, get folks involved so they can come in and use the laptop contents that he has and start an investigation on a global side. So if you hear the name of Jack Maxey, he's been pushing this now for months, finally raising the awareness of it that it's starting to get some traction. But he's in Switzerland, so interesting. It's another case to follow because many of these players have it. Another person is Stu Peters. Stu Peters has been talking a lot in the last 2 years about all these things and the corruption and whatnot. Now, he's Minnesota-based, and just before coming onto the show around 10 o'clock Central Time tonight, his home was raided. He made a telegram quote or a tweet. I'm not sure what it was, but he went on social media and announced that his home was swatted. A SWAT team came in. He has four family of four living there. And now word is that it was not legit, but someone called it in on him to say he was doing some inappropriate things there in the house. SWAT responded appropriately. What they thought was an event, something was going on there that was troublesome. So they come into the house in SWAT gear and riot gear, break everything up. The kids are there sleeping, and it turns out that it wasn't, it was fake. Someone did it. Now, he wants to find out who this was, because he said on his quote, Stu Peter says, this is a kind of situation where people get killed. You come in there like that, not knowing what's going on, people could get killed, and you find out later that it's a hoax or a joke. Now, the only article I've seen so far on this that's coming out is that they're saying it was a prank. Well, that's very different than someone calling it in, honestly, to get law enforcement to respond that way. And so I think this is an attempt to make him look like to discredit him as, it was only a prank. It was just a hoax. No big deal. No, what Stu Peters was saying is that the folks really came there, stormed the house, and found out later that someone, a neighbor or someone who doesn't like him or his radio podcast, called it in, and that's how law enforcement responded. So that's another story to watch. Beto O'Rourke this week made the news in a tweet, one of his tweets. He's from Texas. He's wearing a t-shirt that's saying, don't mess with trans kids. Put it on Twitter. Very, very similar to the logo there in Texas saying, don't mess with Texas. But it's don't mess with trans kids. He was wearing it, posted a photo of himself. He's obviously for all this also, transgender and whatnot. And I just can't believe why folks can't run for office in Congress and bring up topics that we need to talk about and discuss and get fixed. Spending all his time in the transgender, once again, it's more distraction. We're not ever getting any real problems fixed. Fort Stewart this week in Georgia, helicopter crash, killed one soldier. There were two UH-60 Black Hawk helicopters, 2 a.m. Wednesday. 2 a.m. Well, now that's interesting. I think they do some events and training at night, but I don't believe they're 2 a.m. at night. And so, first thing to look for there. Remember, as Q tells us, 7 out of 10 crashes, plane crashes or helicopters are targeted kills. Very few authentic plane crashes and helicopter accidents in real life. Now, if they'll do that, what they've done before in helicopter crashes is take up there someone who needs to be dealt with, pitch them out, and then they'll blame the death on a training incident in the military, and then people are not going to be able to recover the body. If they do it over the ocean or something, there's a training incident, something to that effect, where they'll get up there, push them out, whatever, and they'll blame it on that. Now, this one, there's two helicopters. Well, two helicopters would have left a pretty messy scene there if two helicopters collided or crashed. So I looked further into that because that's another reason. They said one helicopter was not damaged. So one was, the other one wasn't. So my question is, was there really two helicopters in that crash? 2 a.m. I would use that story for food for thought and grounds for a future discussion, perhaps. Lots of killings, lots of murders do go on in the military that do not get talked about. They have a safe way out, the card to play. They can always say it's a training incident. So no one's the wiser. Election voting, Wisconsin. Now it's been, the presidential election in Wisconsin was decided by 20,682 votes for Biden to win that. They've now confirmed that the number of illegal votes there in Wisconsin was 137,551. That's the number of the fake or the double or the illegal or those various post office boxes that came in as their permanent resident address or the resident address people give our business locations, business addresses. Remember your voter registration when you vote and mail in your ballot, your absentee ballot has to have a residential address where you live. business addresses are not allowed. And they found a lot of those in, I think, Georgia and Arizona, as well as Colorado and Pennsylvania. Wisconsin, I think, possibly did too. So 137,000 votes were illegal, not able to count. 20,000. The presidential election was only decided by 20,000 votes. That came out on, I think, March 31st. I've got here written down. Jen Psaki, press communication, press conference gal with the red hair, is going to be stepping down to take a new position somewhere else. I think it was MSNBC. She'll be stepping down to do that. Once a deep state, always a deep state. Not surprising there that she would be going to do that. Work for mainstream media. I'm guessing she knows the Biden train is going off the tracks and wants to jump off. You'll start seeing, I think, the rats jump out of the sinking ship, but we still don't know if this whole Biden escapade is planned, or is it honestly this bad? Or is that part of the plan to make it so awful? Now, Taylor Hawkins, drummer for the Foo Fighters, died last week, age of 50, 2 weeks ago, I think. And, you know, they're saying, you know, they're saying now that he did get his booster shot was in February. He died in March, and he got his regular vaccine, I believe, in December. And so he was, it came out now confirmed that he was against the vax, against the masks, against this whole thing early on when it first started, when COVID first came out. Eventually, along the way, they had to get moved in a certain direction where the band members had to get vaccinated and boosted. I think that's when he started more feeling ill. But he did have a show that night. He was going to be taking the stage in a couple of hours. So those thinking it was suicide, or those thinking he was partying big time with an overdose the night before, or that the shows were all done there in Colombia, he was partying and had all these drugs in his system. That was not the case. He does not do drugs recreationally, at least. I know they all do marijuana, but I'm talking actual hard drugs. Now, he has drugs in his system because he was on several prescriptions. But the size of his heart was the big thing. They're thinking myocarditis, enlarging of the heart. His doctor previously, when he had a heart checkup, did say his heart was larger than normal, larger than a normal man's heart. It looked like a good sized running man's heart. Someone, a big athlete, conditioned athlete who runs, many times they have a larger size heart, but not two times. The autopsy showed his heart was two times as big as a normal man's heart. So something got it to be boosted up there. Now we know that the jab, the various forms of the jab, has been known to cause myocarditis, sterile fertility issues with men and women, blood clots in your bloodstream. So many things could happen to you depending on your background and whatnot. You may get the vaccine and suffer none of these things. You may get the vaccine and suffer one or two of these things. Who knows? But the more you get, the more in trouble you can get. Another thing would be to testing yourself for AIDS. Do an AIDS test. If you have the vaccine and the booster, possibly will be testing positive for the AIDS. And that just means your immune system has been compromised. It basically shut down, disabled. If there's a toggle switch in your system for your immune system, you get the shot, the vaccine shot. It's basically going to flip that switch to an off position. And then you'll end up dying of something minor because your body can't fight it. Now, their stage manager for the Foo Fighters died last year. Andy Pollard died. He was their band's stage manager for 12 years. Once again, not an old guy, but another member of the band died. Remember the Chesapeake Bay and the Chesapeake River cargo ship? Well, that's still stuck. We don't see the news mentioning this at all. It's all Russia. It's all Ukraine and whatnot. That ship, that container ship, is stuck. Now, remember the one with the Suez Canal that tied back to the ever the Ever Given. That when they looked up the call letters, it was HRC something. Very similar to Hillary Rodham Clinton. So people thought there was some kind of connection with that. Whether that is or not, I don't know. But it was stuck in the Suez Canal, something that just does not happen. Now we get another one stuck in the Chesapeake Bay along the Chesapeake River in the U.S. Still stuck. Don't get the news on it. We know these things don't just happen. They don't run aground. It's another story to follow. Also, the new Supreme Court Justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Looks like it passed the confirmation here from the House. It's going to go to, looks like, the Senate then as well. And they just got the votes there today. It's just going to be moving forward. Now, people like myself and shows like this don't have a problem with a woman Supreme Court judge. We don't have a problem with a woman of color Supreme Court judge if they're good. If they're the right candidate, I don't care what the color is, if it's man or female, you want to get someone there that can do the job. It's interesting, though, that Brown Jackson has a long, very long history of being very lenient on pedophiles and youth sex molestation charges. Very lenient. And that's the only thing I think most of us have a problem with. I don't know how she rates on other things, on other topics. But the thing that sticks out is her pedophilia, very, very lenient on when it comes to sentencing and sentencing guidelines. That is in her past. And feel free to look that up or do a Google search on that as well. There's a good history on that. Ghislaine Maxwell. She's done. The case is done. The sentencing's done. After it was done, someone on the jury came forward and says, you know, I kind of lied on my questionnaire for the pretrial. You know, I came from an abusive family, or I was abused myself or something sexually. So what came to be because of that is that they were going to try and do a trial, claim a mistrial, because the jury pool was tainted. The jury, the folks there on the jury, they could have called it a mistrial for that. Well, they did go that route. They did go to try to file that. The judge came back just yesterday, it looks like, just yesterday, confirms no, there's no mistrial because a juror made a misstatement regarding the pretrial questionnaire that was given. And so that case should be done. Now, we're not hearing about that. Once again, should be front page news, the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, the mistrial that has been now rejected. So obviously I think that the judge there in that case might be good. Interesting nonetheless. But that's a big deal. That's a big case. That's all I've got for today. We now have Truth Premium on our website for only 99 cents per month. You will see less ads, receive more exclusive and premium content, as well as have access to our Powered by Truth community forum. You can't beat 99 cents in support of the truth. Go to premium.eamedia.online and sign up today. Also, be sure to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Myself and the other hosts have a lot of good shows out there, a lot of good programs that are all on this format. There are many ways to support the truth. Thank you and God bless. Our donors, Dean, Charla, Diana, Janet, Lisa, and Bruce. This week, once again, my name is Dan Hennan. Today is April 4th, 2022. Thanks for listening.